Well, if it isn't you, once again, how are you? It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, episode 324. Thank you for joining us this evening, this morning, this afternoon, this night. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come watch the program. My name is Vince, the host of the program. This show is brought to you by the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon. We have to thank Marcus, first and foremost, for being here, who is part of the Film Live Force Studio audience tier. Link to the Patreon in the description below. Go ahead and check it out. We'll get to a little bit more about it shortly. How are you guys? I'm going to keep it completely honest with you. This has been a very rough week for me. The rest of this month is going to be incredibly rough for me. And most of November, I don't believe you will be seeing me much. But don't worry, I should have some things planned, some fun stuff, some stuff out of the ordinary, stuff that I haven't done in a while, stuff that I'd like to do more of, that will be pre-recorded for you guys. So I'm letting you know right now, the next few weeks might be a tad short until we hit the pre-recorded stuff. Thank you for joining us. Like I said, my name is Vince. This is Atomic Radio Hour. I have one thing that I'd really, really like to talk about quick, and that is the fact that Backyard Baseball is now back on not even consoles, it's on Steam. Maybe Steam Deck, if you consider that a console. If you have access to a Steam account, I do not believe this game needs really anything to run. You could play one of my favorite games from my early childhood. I was actually a PC gamer before I was anything else. I played a lot of humongous stuff, which Backyard Baseball was humongous for a while. I played a lot of Backyard Baseball, Backyard Basketball, Putt-Putt, Spy Fox, Pajama Sam. That was my shit. As someone who is so heavily a console gamer now, it's wild to think that there could have been a real chance I was PC from the ground up. And PC gaming's always been weird, because they never had the big titles, but they always had big titles. Like, there was always, like, Space Shooter 9, and it's, like, this huge cult game. And, you know, Fallout started off as a PC game. Anyway, if you get a chance, it's not the version I grew up with. I grew up with the 2001 or 2002 version that had the pro baseball players in it. But still, Backyard Baseball, Pablo Sanchez, Ahmed Khan, every other name is escaping me at the moment. But you can go play a game that is a true classic in my heart, my mind, my soul. And I think everybody should check it out. It's very charming. It's just fun. Like, it just invokes a feeling of pure childhood. And the people who are making it is now by Backyard Games. They want to turn it into something more. They want to have it where it's more games, more baseball, basketball, hockey, all the backyard sports in one. And I would honestly love to see that. I think the Backyard Sports series would work really well as a cartoon. And I really hope that they can do something like that at some point in time. This is a game from 99 or 98. I can't wait for them to say, you know what side, to be like, it's woke, they woke it up, garbage, when it's had a super, super diverse cast since the game came out, even to the point where you're playing with men or boys and girls. But if you get a chance, check out Backyard Baseball. It's a lot of fun. I haven't bought it yet myself, but I have very, 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 very fond memories of playing that game when I was a very, 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 very young fella. So I'd like to get into this week's lore. Before I get into this week's lore, I have to thank some people. So starting from the top, I would like to start thanking the Patreon supporters. As of this episode, I just got the ding that I have to pay for my podcasting service. So you can get these podcasts on Apple, on Spotify, on anywhere where really you can listen to a podcast. And that support comes 100% from the Patreon. Because of the Patreon, I am able to continue the show, to put it on these other platforms. And there are some folks that are supporting, that are helping out, and I have to thank them. Starting from the tippity top, I'd like to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Marcus, who is here tonight. Thank you, Marcus, again. Your patronage goes a very, very, very long way in the production of this show. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Milhouse. Thank you to Mellow Milhouse. After Mellow Milhouse, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. After Captain Lennox, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. And last, but certainly not least, I have to thank Brotherhood outcast. Like I said, because of these fine folks, these names that are on screen with me now, the show continues to grow. It can continue to continue. And I thank you. And I love you. So for this week's lore, I kind of messed up. And I apologize right here, right now. I usually ask the Patreon, but I have been up to my eyeballs in stuff, in projects, in work stuff, and a bunch of other stuff. And I just did not have a chance. It totally slipped my mind. Actually, last night, I haven't taken melatonin in a long, long time to sleep. And I took some last night for the first time in a long time. So I could get some actual sleep. And I think it did the opposite of that. I think it ruined me. All day I was sleepy tired. No matter what I did, I was extra sleepy tired. I couldn't win. I just couldn't get past it. And, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night. It was about 1 a.m. and I realized I forgot to post the poll. And it was one of those, as soon as I woke up, I was right back asleep type beats. So usually I'll ask the Patreon, but this week I apologize. Just got away from me. So if you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore from the Fallout series, do not hesitate to check out the Patreon. From the $1 tier to the $10 tier, your voice is heard. Usually I ask a poll, and your voice is heard there when you choose what you would like the week's lore to be. But because I had a hectic week, I had to choose this week's lore, and I wanted to talk about someone comforting, someone with a lot of chutzpah, and someone with a pet dog. And this week's lore is on Sunny Smiles from Fallout New Vegas.
Cheyenne, stay. Don't worry, she won't bite unless I tell her to.
Sunny Smiles is a character from New Vegas that I think you have to meet. You could probably get around not meeting her. You could probably leave Doc Mitchell's shack, but it's one of those where it's like, I feel like you gotta pay respects to Miss Smiles. I wrote it down here. She's maybe the third or fourth person you meet if you're just playing straight. Talk to Doc Mitchell, maybe Victor if you're quick enough, you can get past him. Easy Pete you'll meet right outside when you're in Good Springs. And then Sunny Smiles, as soon as you open the door, it initiates dialogue with her. She's the third or fourth person you meet in the entirety of New Vegas. She has a strength of 6, a perception of 5, an endurance of 4, a charisma of 4, an intelligence of 4, an agility of 6, and a luck of 4. The most basic, well-rounded character anybody could hope to be. Sunny Smiles moved to Good Springs sometime before 2281, and her trusty companion, Cheyenne the dog. A little puppy. A little pooch. A little hound dog. She's a guard of the town of Good Springs. She's also a survivalist, a trapper, and a gecko hunter. The residents of Good Springs eat the gecko meat, and she sells the hides to Chet in the Good Springs general store. You ask her, so what do you do around here? Sunny Smiles will reply with, I hunt geckos, mostly. The meat's pretty good, and I can always find a buyer for the hides. I also help keep the town clear of rat scorpions and coyotes. Not many people live in Good Springs, so the wildlife is always creeping on in. Sunny Smiles is kind of, in my mind, what, and we'll talk about the NCR a little bit, but what the Mojave could be without the NCR. If the Mojave could kind of continue to grow a little bit and become its own thing, it could really be almost an anarchic paradise. It could be, the rules are that of the land, you know, you eat what you kill and you kill what you eat. But Sunny has the prospects of really what all of the Mojave could be. And I'm not just saying that as New Vegas, because New Vegas is its own beast, but the Mojave could have been these prospectors, these trappers, these survivalists, these people that are out there trying to make a dollar and just kind of live. Almost, if I can use this as an example, the iron farmers, the bullet farmers, whatever they were, Eric Estrada's family from the show, without spoiling too much, kind of just people that lived out in the boonies and existed and made money for themselves and ate and did what they needed to do. Sunny has that kind of ability within her if the events of New Vegas weren't taking place. By the way, I get all of my lore off of fallout.fandom.com, the Nukapedia, if you will. I played these games, I love these games, but I use the Nukapedia, if you will, as a reference point. Sunny Smiles is one of the few characters that has very good karma. It's shown very sparingly because you don't really get to interact with her all that much. But if the courier tells her that they're going to take on the powdered gangers, she'll say, "Say no more, I'm in." The courier. Just like that. Sunny. Just like that. I had a feeling I was going to go... just like that. I had a feeling that I'm gonna end up fighting those guys one way or the other. If the courier asks her any bit about the NCR, and this is kind of what I'm talking about, if the NCR didn't expand the way it did, if the Legion didn't expand the way that it did, if the courier asks about the NCR, Sonny will say, "Bunch of settlers and soldiers coming from the west, fixing on making Nevada their own. They can be right pushy, but the roads are safer 'cause of them." So I tend to let it go. So, you know, she kind of sees the upside of it. And if you want, there is silver lining in everything. Sure, I believe it's Cass who says when you speak to her that Legion sucks, but the roads are safer in their territory because they know not to mess with the Legion. There aren't other raiders in that Legion. It is just Legion. But the NCR shows up and says, "Hey, you know how you guys have been living free for the past, I don't know, your entire life? Cool, we're here now, and now you owe me taxes." "What's taxes?" "Oh, well, don't worry, it's here in this little pamphlet. This'll explain your new way of life." "What do you mean you can't read?" So, you know, good and evil on every side of everything. She'll also talk about them a little bit, going, "They protect their own, it just happens to help us." So even she can admit that, like, she's not part of it. She's not NCR, technically, yet. Could be, but she just is being affected by this in a positive way, and she's like, "Screw it, I'll take it if I can get it." But her living so far from the Colorado River, very far west from the Colorado River, she kind of just lets it go. She doesn't think too much about it. She doesn't want to get involved in any sort of politics. Now, Sunny Smiles is like the third or fourth or fifth person you meet in the entirety of New Vegas, and because of that, she's involved with some pretty serious quests. The first one being back in the saddle, the tutorial quest outside of you building your character. After you get done with Doc Mitchell, you know, there's everything you have to go do with Sunny. She teaches you how to shoot. She teaches you how to, like, stealth and, you know, quest and loot and what have you. There's also Buy a Campfire on the Trail, part two of the beginning tutorial, and it adds a couple more things to it. Also, I believe this is where Cheyenne, her dog, can die. And I'll get to it. I have some fun facts to read off in a bit, but if Cheyenne dies, her dialogue does change a little bit in the game. There's also the two quests, the Ghost Town Gunfight and Run Good Springs Run, which, without spoiling too much, and I really don't feel like I have to say spoiler alert for this, but you choose which side the town goes. Do you want Good Springs to belong to Good Springs, or do you want Good Springs to belong to the Powdered Gangers? And, you know, how that kind of sets up the rest of the series from there on out. At least that game, it sets up the rest of the game from there on out. You have this group, or you also have this raider gang that shows up and you say, which side do you want? Make your choices, do what you would like, but this shows who you are and who you're going to be for the rest of the game. Just some fun facts, some notes, what have you, on the character of Sunny Smiles. I believe I just brought it up briefly, but if her dog Cheyenne dies, her dialogue will change to be a tad more remorseful to show that she's lost her companion. Also, there are some settlers you can save while doing part two of the tutorial quest, and she will react in a certain way if they are killed by the geckos. What I like about Sunny Smiles is that she's a little bit shorter than all the other NPCs. Her height is 95% of the standard height. If she dies, her body will remain in Good Springs forever. It doesn't despawn. And also right here on the wiki, it says Sunny Smiles' name and hobby of hunting geckos in a small desert town is likely a reference to Smiley, a gecko trapper and skinner residing in Kalamath in Fallout 2. That is Sunny Smiles. Not a lot there, to be completely honest. Actually, a surprising lack of lore for New Vegas, but she is incredibly important because the way you interact with her, the way she interacts with you, kind of molds the way you interact with her, the way she interacts with you, molds the way that you play the rest of the game. This is such a crucial point because you learn how to talk to everybody in Good Springs because of Ghost Town Gunfight. You learn how you could talk to Ringo, you can shoot your way out of something, you could do this, you could do that. And it all starts with Sunny Smiles. She's a very, very integral character to New Vegas. And I hope you enjoyed that because that is this week's lore. Hey, everybody. Like I said, very stressful week, so I gotta cut it short. I apologize for the shorter episode, but I hope you guys are well. If you like the intro music, it's by the one and only Shane Ivers. It's called Feather Duster. You can get a link to all of his free music at silvermansounds.com/free-music. And again, this song is called Feather Duster. While you're in the description box below, check out the Patreon. I want to thank the Patreon again. Thank you, Marcus, for being here, and I apologize for this week's shorter episode, but thank you for being here. If you like the show, check it out. There's also a link to the Redbubble where you can support the show in a smaller way. There's also links to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. Bunch of other fun things down there. Go ahead and check it out. Subscribe on YouTube. Show this to a friend. Show it to somebody on Reddit. Take a minute to relax. I've come to the conclusion recently that I was never taught how to relax. I either know how to go, 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 or do nothing at all. And I don't know where that comes from. I don't know why I am the way that I am. I just am, and I have to deal with it. And it's my fault. I was alone. I acted alone, and I will deal with the consequences. I don't know why I'm, like, going so fast all of a sudden. But I love you, and I hope to see you next week. And like I said, that after next week, I believe, because I believe after that is Halloween, starting Halloween, there's going to be a buildup of pre-recorded episodes. Either way, I love you. I'll be seeing you soon. I love you. Bye. Thanks for hanging out.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.